on the bottom of Hayom Beis. The Yomar Rava Hilchasa Kavasi the Rav Bahani Tlas Bein the Kula Bein the Chumra. Rava said Allah is like Rav in the three things he said, Legabe 2 days Yontif together, and Yontif to Shabbos, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So whether he was Makel or Mahmer, in any of them, the halacha is like Rav. What were those things? We had before that Rav said that 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Be'ish and Olda, Barishon is Asar B'Sheni. The regular 2 days of Yontif, it's Mutter, second day, and Shabbos to Yontif, or Yontif to Shabbos is Asar. So halacha is like Rav in all of them. Bein Lechumra, which is Shabbos to Yontif and Yontif to Shabbos, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, or Lekula, 2 days Yontif Sheni. Omar Rava, Meis be Yontif Rishon, Yisaskebo Amim. Meis that died, we'll see the Gemara says he didn't die on Yontif, but according to what the Gemara is going to say in a little while, but you have a mace to bury on Yontif, Rishon, so Goyim bury him. Mace be Yontif Sheni, Yisasku Bo Yisrael. But on Yontif Sheni, even Jews can bury him. Ba'afilu b'shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, and this is the exception. Here, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is like the second day of a regular Yontif. That legabe a mace, what's it called? They made it like Chol. Mashen came be'beitza. Beitza is not like that. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, Be'esh and Olda b'yom Rishon, Zosar b'yom Sheni, but a Masha'en came by a regular Yontif, but by a Meish, they made this Rosh Hashanah just like every other day. Nardoi Amrei Apabeya, and Nardoi say that even by Be'ya, Rosh Hashanah is the same as every other Yontif, and Nolad B'Rishon is Mutter B'Sheni. The Mai Daitach, Dilma Ma'avri Leva'elu, what's the problem? That maybe they had to keep 2 days Yontif, because maybe they were going to not accept the Eidim, or the Eidim wouldn't come on the first day, and they have to make the second day, and then they made the first day Mitam Vadai, and it's all one Kedusha. For Amar Abchinin or Bar Kahana, Amar Rav, Mimos Ezra ve'elech lo matzinu elul mover. Never happened. From the time of Ezra on, except that one time that the Eidim came late, it never happened that they made elul a 30-day month. So the Mela, since it's something that Rove at the time didn't happen like that, it's not Shriach, so you can consider Rosh Hashanah like every other Yontif, and not one Kedusha. Rashi, Omar Rava, Meis B'Yontif Rishon, Meis HaMutl Likpot. You have a body to bury, Im Yontif Rishon Hu, so then Goyim bury. And there's Machlokas Rishonim here, what that means. Some say that you can't even touch the mace, you can't do anything on Yontif Rishon, only Goyim can do everything. And others say the Goyim have to do the things that are awesome in HaTorah. But the things that are Hotzah, what's it called, they're not a big Tircha, like being Motzi the mace, Rishus HaRabim, which Mitosha Hutra Letzorech, Hutra Shalom Letzorech, even a Jew can do. A Goy has to dig the kever and things like that. But to carry the mace, and to be osik in the kvura itself, that even a Jew can do. That's one shita. Another shita is, no, Jews can't be involved bichlal on Yontif Rishon, only Goy. On Yontif Sheni, there Yiskasku bo Yisrael, right, here also is machlokas. Some say that means that the Jew can do anything on Yontif Sheni. Mamash like chol, legavi the mace, and others hold no. It's only what's it called, Hotzos HaMeis, and these kind of things that Goyim have to do on the first day, according to the other Shita, that Yidin can do. But the Chafiras HaKever or whatever, that even on Yontif Sheni, a Goy has to do. Rashi, Masha'en Kein Bebeitza, Le'inyin Be'yag O Kekilu B'Yontif Sheni, the Rosh Hashanah, LaHashvas L'Shal Golios, the Ilu Rosh Hashanah, Nol D'Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. Even though they made Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, like Yontif Sheni of every Yontif, when it comes to a mace, they didn't do that Legabi Beitza, and a Beya that's Nolad B'Rishon is also B'Sheni in Rosh Hashanah. And then Nardoi say after Beitza, Nolda B'Zeh, Muteris B'Zeh. And Nardoi hold no, that Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif Rishon of Rosh Hashanah is Muter on the second day. The Maidaitich L'Asra B'Sheni L'Rechokim Beizim, what's the Svara to Aseret? To the people who are far away from Beis, and Dilma Abrelei La'elu, kitakana rishona limnos miyom sheni v'lasos shnei yomim. Because we're afraid that maybe the Eidim won't come on the first day, and then they'll make the second day Rosh Hashanah, and the first day will have been Rosh Hashanah also mitam vade. So it's one kedusha. Right? Kigon shlobo ad yom shloshim ve'echad. So Moshe says, no, it didn't happen. Mimos ezra ve'elef. Ve'afapu shetiknu lo ira shabo Eidim and amin chlamal. Even though they made a takana, it never happened. Except for that one time. Chutz me also apam. Va'adayin lo niskina. Hai denokav mimos ezra mishun diyamom of the rule. Why it says mimos ezra? Because in the time of Ezra, they did make 2 days at Rosh Hashanah. Did happen that the Eidim didn't come on the first day. Yachsibe ezra v'yom ha'sheni u'b'Rosh Hashanah mishtoi. So it's a second day yontif. That in time of Ezra, they had a second day yontif Rosh Hashanah because the Eidim didn't come the first day. But from that time on, there was one time in history that it happened. Otherwise, it never happened. So therefore, since it's not something that actually happened, so it never, we're not choshish that it's going to happen. And therefore, it's a regular suffix, not a yumar rifta. Okay. Omar marzutra, lo amron eladishtoi. The halacha, that what's it called, that yisasku bo Yisrael, an yantif sheni, right, that's how Rashi learns, other Rishonim learn, the halacha that you're allowed to bury him al yidei amimim, on the first day, is only if the mace already had been delayed to be buried. He died on Shabbos, and now it's Yom Tov after Shabbos. So it's already getting a long time that he's unburied, he's going to decompose. Then this halach applies. Avaloishtoi mashinimle. But if the mace died on the first day Yom Tov, then you leave him till either the second day Yom Tov or after Yom Tov, or he died on the second day Yom Tov. You don't bury him on the second day Yom Tov. You wait till after Yom Tov. Rav Ashi Omer, Achal Gavdelo Ishtoi, Nomi, Lo Mashinen Lei. And Rav Ashi also knows, even if he died on that day, you bury him the first day, Al Yidei Goyim, the second day, Al Yidei Yisrael, you don't leave him for after Yom Tov. My timer, unless it's L'Kvodo. You can't get an Orem, you can't get enough people to come to the Levaya. If it's going to be on Yom Tov, then you push it off. Just like any Levaya, you push off. My time, Yom Tov Sheni, Lagavi Meis, Kechol Shavu Rabbonin. Yom Tov Sheni, Lagavi Meis, Rabbonin made like Chol. So there's no reason to push it off, even if it hasn't been delayed before that. Afilu Lamegas Le Glimo, Lamegas Le Asa. Even for things that are not all that necessary, you're allowed to do. To cut not Tachrisim, he has Tachrisim. You want to give him an extra glima, the kvoldo. You can cut that too. And you can cut the hadas. It has to make a nice smell, even though it's not 100% necessary. Even things that aren't 100% necessary, you're allowed to do for a mace on Yom Tov Sheni. Omer Avina, v'ho'id nadi'ika chavrei chashinan. But today, where there are chavrei, meaning Rashi says, goyim reshoyim, that force us to work. And if they see that we're burying people on Yom Tov, then they'll make us work on Yom Tov, because they'll say, you see, you could do malach on Yom Tov. So therefore, we're choshesh, and we don't bury somebody on Yom Tov, in order not to give the goyim the pischon peh to make us work on Yom Tov. And Tosus has, he says that bizman hazeh, but that doesn't apply. So we still bury people on Yom Tov Sheni. Machlokas Rishonim, whether we actually bury people on Yom Tov Sheni. The minig bizman hazeh is, the halacha is that you could bury somebody on Yom Tov Sheni. And I know of cases where they did it. But for most part, they push it off because usually it's going to come to a lot of chilul Yom Tov, not for the sake of the burial, for other things. People are going to drive or whatever. If it can be contained, then we bury people on Yom Tov Sheni. If it can't be contained, then we push it off till after Yom Tov. But Tosa says, L'chora, since it says that there's Chavri Chashinan, how could you do it now and not do it? It's Dover Shemaminyan. So it wasn't Dover Shemaminyan. It was also because of the reason, like we said with the Nochash. Things that are usher specifically because of a specific reason. And that was the reason for the gzeira, the takana. When that reason goes away, the thing goes away by itself. Now, it's only where they made the takana stop, and it had reason, then, even if the reason was bought, the takana remains. Okay, Rashi. Lo amran di yisasku bo Yisrael, an yom tov sheni, ela dishtoi. He's already been delayed. He died on Shabbos. Or for whatever reason, the funeral's been delayed. Then you can bury him on Yom Tov Sheni. Asa hadas hayu menichin al amita meis lechvoda. You should put hadasim on the mita lechvod hameis. Ika chavrei umarishah shall you be made parsoyim. The kofin is Israel asas malachta. They force people to work. Uve yantif hayu nidachim mehem aydei shomrim mehem yantifu. And yantif, they weren't such rishayim. We told them it's our holiday and you can't force us to work. Ve'im yiru osan mekabrim meseim yakuf osan malachat. They see that we bury people on yantif. They're going to force us to work them. They're going to say, you see, you can do work. They're not going to understand there's a difference between kvura or whatever. V'hai glima damrin la'el eno tzorech hanes. The glima, it says, afilu, is not where it's tachricha. Shari yesh lo tachricha macherim kol tzorcho. Shim tzorech lo may afilu dekomar. If you don't have anything to bury him in, so what's the afilu? Right, jump to sheni is l'kechol, right, even to give him tachricha. Of course you give him tachricha. Talking where it's not necessary, 100%. Hod amrin b'yant of sheni yisasku b'Yisrael, the esik zecha tzivas kivro v'chituch tachricha. Right, the Asik means that you dig the grave and you cut him tachrichim, you sow him tachrichim. Hilkach archocha beglima she'eno tzorech lomayr. He's talking an extra baggage. He doesn't really need. Dum yada'asa the shor l'mikzayit. Just like you're allowed to cut up a hadas. It's not 100% necessary. The kamash belong. The afagav the tirchad lo tzorechu. Something that's really not necessary. Elamishum kvodo osin lo yoser midai. You're doing it extra covered for the mace, that's also mutter. Mutter lasaslo. Kivin to lagabi mace, kechol shavu rabbanan. Yantav sheni becomes a chol when it comes to a mace. Okay. Ravina have a Yosef kameid Rav Ashi. Vishnei yomim tovim Rosh Hashanah. It was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and there was going to be 2 days. I kept 2 days because it was, in Bavel. And, he saw Ravina saw that Rav Ashi chazid avi otziv. He was sad. Omerle amai otziv mar. So Ravina said to Rav Ashi, why are you sad? Omerle delo osivye ruvetis. I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. And it was Thursday and Friday were Yantif. And he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, before Yantif. Omerle velo osiv mar ho'idna. Do it today, but tonight. That's the halacha by Yantif, 2 days Yantif, Thursday and Friday. If you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, you make it on Thursday, and you say, if today is Yantif, then what I'm doing is meaningless, right? Can't make an Erev Tavshilin on Yantif. But tomorrow is not Yantif, so I can cook. If today is not Yantif, then I'm having to make the Erev Tavshilin today, and it'll help for tomorrow, which is Yantif. It's really Erev Yantif. So Manav Shach, it helps. If today is Yantif, tomorrow you don't need an Erev Tavshilin to cook on Friday. And if it's not, if Friday is Yantif, then the Erev Tavshilin will help on Thursday, it's Erev Yantif. Milo Amarova, Miniach Odom Eruvi Tavshilin, Meyantif Vechavero, Umasna. Like we said, you make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day with a Tnai. Omerle, Emer Domarova, Vishnei Yom Tomishal Golias. Vishnei Yom Tomishal Rosh Hashanah, Miyomer. That's only on regular 2 days Yantif, which is Misafik. Then you can make the Tanai. But Yantif, what's it called? 2 days Rosh Hashanah are Yom Arichta. They're one Kedusha. So you can't make the Tanai on Rosh Hashanah. So where it says, the Amri Nardoi Apabates and Muteris. I Nardoi said that since it never happened that the Edom didn't come on the first day, except once in history, so we're not Choshish for that, and it becomes a regular Suffolk. Like every 2 days Yantif, you have to keep me Suffolk. But it's not a Yom Arichta. So Nardoi said that, so Nela week you can make an Erev Tavshilin the first day with a Tanai, even on Rosh Hashanah. Omerle Rav Mordechai, so Rav Mordechai said to Ravina, the Feirish, Omerle Mar, Dlo Sover Nardoi. Ravashi told me, the Feirish, that he doesn't hold like Nardoi. And Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Arichta, and therefore you can't make an Erev on the first day with a Tanai. Okay, Rashi. Chazi Ravina l'Ravashi d'havi otziv. Chachi garsin n'amai otziv mar. Omerle d'lo osav eruv tavshilin. Lo hoshavti, kolomer lo hechanti li eruv tavshilin lafas l'vashil miyantav l'shabas. I didn't place an eruv tavshilin, I didn't prepare one eruv yantav in order that I should be able to cook on yantav for Shabbos. Disnan l'kamon, osav avim tavshum eruv yantav l'shem eruv. We'll learn later on, it's in this mesechta, the halachas of eruv tavshilin and why it helps and why you need it in order to be able to cook from Friday to Shabbos, when Friday is Yontif. Ha'idna b'Yontif Rishon, the Hu Chamishi B'Shabbos. So Ravina said, why don't you break an Erev today on Thursday? The Altsnai Hu Omer, Im Hayom Hu Chol Ulamachar Kol D'Sheiruv. If today is really Erev Yontif and tomorrow's Yontif, then my Erev should take effect. Im Hayom Kol D'Shlamachar Kol Eino Tzorech L'Kach. And if today is Yontif and tomorrow is not, then I can cook on Friday for Shabbos. It's Chol. So Manashach, I'll be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Either because I have an Erev from Erev Yontif, meaning Thursday, or I don't need an Erev because Friday is Chol. Mi Omar Bahari Haim Ki Yom Oruch Ushneim Kodesh. He only said that the Gabi a regular 2 days Yontif, but not the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. Omar Le Rav Mordechai Le Ravina, Min Nardoi Lo Tosvi Lamar. Don't ask a kasha on Ravashi from Nardoi. That Nardoi holds that Rosh Hashanah has the same din as a regular Yontif. The Feirish Shmiel Le Minei the Lo Sover Le Nardoi. I heard from him, from Ravashi, that he doesn't hold of Nardoi. Rav Mordechai Talmidos Ravashi Hoya. Rav Mordechai was a Talmud of Rashi, Kramim Besota, Gabe Levaya Larabo at Parsa, Rav Mordechai Avaya Larabashi. It says over there that Rav Mordechai was Malava, his Rebbe, Ravashi. Okay. Itmar. Refroach Shinolad B'Yontif. You have a chick that was born on Yontif. Not the egg laid on Yontif. The chick was born on Yontif. So Rav Omer Asa. Rav says Mukta. Talking about a chicken that was set aside for laying eggs. For Ephrochim, so it's Muktzah, and now the egg is Muktzah. So the Ephroach is Muktzah. So the chick is Muktzah on Yontif. Shmuel, the same Rabbi Yochanan, and Omer Mutter. And Shmuel, and some say Rabbi Yochanan said it, said that the Ephroach is Mutter. Rav Amar Asar Muktzah. Right? That's why it's Asar on Yontif. Shmuel, the same Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Mutter. Ho'ilu Matar Atzmo B'Shchita. Since before it was born, you couldn't shecht it. Can't shecht the chick in the egg. Now that it's born, you could shecht it. Since now it became mutter to shecht, as we Rashi learns, so it became mutter from muktzah to migu, that the isser of eating it without shechita now became mutter because you could shecht it now. And Tosha says talking where it opened its eyes already on Yantar, because an ephroch that didn't open its eyes yet is also even bechol to shecht. So it's talking where it's shechtable. Since the isser of not shechting it is mutter, so the isser of muktzah is also mutter. Rashi, hoilu mater atzmo beleidaso lios nishchet. By being born, this chick now can be shechted. Mashalo hoilu neleidaso, which was impossible before it was born. Af muktzah hiteres atzmo leidaso. So the leida, it's mater the shechita. It's matter the muktzah too. The migo, the iskin laha, iskin laha. It's in a migo. Since this iser is what's it called, is fixed up, this iser also goes away. Amri le Rav Kahana Rav Asi le Rav. The chima ben zeh le egel shenola b'yontif. The Rav said that it's asher. Why is this different than an eagle that was born on Yontif? And there later on, the Gemara says that if you have a calf that was born on Yontif, you can, what's it called, shecht, it's not, what's it called, it's not muktzah. Omer lehu, hoilu muchan agav imo, b'shchita. Later on we'll see about the ego, l'chor it's not, what's it called, 8 days, see what the halacha is, l'gabei kodshim, you bring a korban until it's 8 days, we'll see what the halacha is, l'gabei chulit. But in any case, so the halacha is that an ego that was born on Yontif, you can shecht, on Yontif, it's not muktzah. So why is this chick, according to Rav, different than the eagle? So Rav said, Omer lehu, hoilu mucha nagavimo. No, b'shrita. The eagle, you could have shechted even before it was born, through the mother. It's a, what's it called, a ben pakua. Right? You have a mother with a child, you shecht the mother, the shechita helps with the child. So since it was muchan agav imo an yantit, you could have shechted the mother and the child would have been mutter. Even now, after it's born, it's not muktzah. But the afroach, there's no way of shechting the afroach when it was still an egg. So it wasn't mutter al yedei imo. So it only became mutter now. Now it's muktzah. When yantit came in, it's nolad, literally nolad. So Mora says, no. Uma ben zela egel shenolad min atreifa. Even if the mother was a treifa, and the eagle was born, so that a child of a treif is mutter. right? Because it doesn't get all its chiyas from the mother. So it's born, it's mutter. You can eat a calf that was born from a cow that was a treva, right? But if you shechted it when it was still inside the mother, it wouldn't help because the mother's a treva. So the shechita of the treva mother won't help for the vlad. So here you don't say it was muchan agav imo. So still it's mutter. Shosik Rav. So Rav didn't have an answer. Omar Rav of Yisema Rav Yosef, my time is Shosik Rav. Why did Rav keep quiet? I have an answer that he could have given. Leim alahu hoyle muchan agav imo l'klavit. Enochinami, you couldn't have shechted the mother and eaten the mother on Yantif. But you could have shechted the mother and given her to the dogs, right, on Yantif. And the Mela, it's not mukta. It has a purpose. So that now that this calf also, now you could eat. Because it wasn't mukta when it was before it was born, because you could have shechted the mother and give it to the dogs. Rashi. Le'egel shenolad b'yantif, t'tanya l'kamon shemutar bo b'yom, d'vrei hakol. Everybody holds that if you shecht a cow an eagle is born on yantif, you could shecht it. Muchan agavimo, ba'odo besoch me'eha. No, by the eagle is different. Because the eagle, even when it was unborn, was able to be shechted through the mother. In nishcha toha'em, ha'yinecho, you can eat the child by shechting the mother. Hatrefa b'no'osar im nimtza besocha. As long as the animal was inside the mother, it's osar. To uber yerech imohu. Because when you shecht the trefa, so it does not matter the baby inside. Once the baby's born from a treif, you can shecht it separately, and it's kosher. But you can't rely on the shechita of the mother for that child. Uber yerech imo. The hoil b'shechita simo atabola ochlo, the chinolet b'yantiv min ha-treifa, lekala neymar hoil u'muchan agav imo. If an eagle was born from a treifa on yantiv, you can't say that it was muchan agav imo, which Rav wanted to say the difference between the afroach and the eagle, right? And it's still mutter. So you see that it doesn't have to be muchan agav imo. Vafilo hachi b'shechitas atzma mutter v'shachto l'achla. If it's born, you can shecht it and eat it. Even though before it was born, it wasn't possible to shecht the mother and make this edible. To the Lashkin Mandasa, we don't find anybody who says it's osur by a treifa. Somebody should have mentioned that a treifa is different. Mora says no. The klavit, the bein hashmoshes, so it's the imo medes l'kach. In hashmoshes, the mother was already a treifa, so you weren't going to eat it. If anything, you're going to shecht it and feed it to the dogs. Efroach should be klipa, ain't all made lachilus klavit. But an efroach, as long as it was in the shell, you couldn't feed it to dogs. Those dogs don't eat eggshells. Great. The klavis klavim, the aflohoy roi, tilkach nolidu. Therefore, it's nolidu. But an ego, even before it was born, was roi to feed to the dogs, agav the mother. So that's the difference between an efroach and an ego. Why Rav holds the efroach is also.
I want to get something to make